This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The city seems to be winning the war on rats. New data from 311 shows that rodent complaints across the five boroughs plunged by an average of 24% over the past year. City officials credit the new trash rules for the decline. Before the policy went into effect in April of 2023, garbage bins could be put out at 4 p.m. the night before trash pickup, but that moved to 6 p.m. So much to the rats' dismay, trash is now on the sidewalks for a shorter time for them to feast on. Well, four people are hurt, one of them critically, after a fire broke out overnight in Washington Heights. The blaze reported shortly after midnight on the third floor of an apartment building on Wadsworth Avenue between 186th and 185th Streets. The FDNY got it under control in about an hour. They say no word yet how the flames broke out. Well, we're now learning more about a mail theft and check washing ring on Long Island that's costing folks thousands of dollars. Sophia Hall has spoken to one of the victims.
I feel so vulnerable. I felt so stupid.
That's the way Donna says she feels after she says she mailed her town property taxes of $10,000 plus, and the check was stolen and cashed using a different name. She was the victim of check washing.
Upon image of the check, that was not my handwriting. It looked like whoever that was left everything the same except for the payee.
She won't mail checks anymore. The Postal Service in a statement says mail theft is the highest priority and anyone who believes they are a victim should call the Postal Inspector's Office. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The NYPD reports an arrest in the death of a teenage girl accidentally shot in Queens over the weekend, and the person who did it, they say, is also a teenager. The 16-year-old suspect is now facing manslaughter and gun charges in the death of 17-year-old Diaza Barkley. The Brooklyn teen was shot in the head while visiting a home in Holliswood Saturday afternoon. Friends tell the Daily News the girl was a cheerleader and expected to graduate high school this year. A fatal stabbing in Brooklyn early this morning. Police say it happened at a house party. Officers that answered a 911 call on Van Sicklin Avenue in East New York found 44-year-old Jermaine Morant had been knifed in the chest. The victim was from Albany. Investigators are still trying to figure out what exactly happened there, and so far no arrests. The backlash continues for Mayor Adams. For a second day in a row, there's a rally near City Hall with protesters calling on Governor Hochul to remove the mayor from office after his federal corruption indictment was dropped last week. Critics accuse the mayor of a quid pro quo, asking the Trump Justice Department to drop his case in exchange for enforcing the president's anti-immigration efforts. Over a half dozen top federal prosecutors quit last week when they were asked to drop the charges against Mayor Adams. Now, word that several deputy mayors plan to hand in their resignations as well.
WNBC-TV reports that Adams spoke with at least three deputy mayors threatening to resign. The conversation conducted over Zoom. We've reached out to City Hall for comment. and from the mayor yesterday in a Queens church, an angry response to those who say he's compromised.
No matter all those who are tripping over themselves to state how I'm no longer independent, I know who I am.
But Adams did agree to a Trump request after the Justice Department offered him a reprieve, prompting this.
Eric Adams has got to go.
Immigrant rights protesters. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Rents across the country just keep skyrocketing, 3.5% higher since last year. In fact, that means the typical rent is now about $2,000 a month. So why does it keep going up? Rhonda Kaysen is a New York Times real estate reporter.
We built about a million new rental units, sort of that most of them came online last year. There's about maybe 400,000 that are still coming online this year, a lot of them in the Sun Belt, but really around the country. And that was the most new housing we'd seen in like 50 years. But that pipeline is drying up because builders are facing some of the same pressures that buyers are facing, which are interest rates are really high, material costs are really high.
The pace of rent increases seems to have slowed since the major spikes of 2022, though still wages are rising slower than rents, and that can make rents seem even more unaffordable. So that Ebola scare in East Harlem over the weekend turned out to be a false alarm. It all started when two patients went into the City MD Urgent Care on East 125th Street yesterday morning. There was a concern that one of them might have been exposed to the deadly virus, but later testing revealed that was not the case. The last real Ebola scare in New York City was more than a decade ago in 2014.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.